transforming power of the Holy Spirit. Miracles, signs, wonders, deliverance, and breakthrough. As the servant of God, Apostle Joshua Selman, brings you God's word with accuracy and power.
Hallelujah. Wave your hands to Jesus. Father, we bless you. Marvelous, marvelous song. Bless his name. Give him all the praise. Shabalakato sabrandege de balakusiada. Lekataprandege de balato sadabradige de baladaba. Wave your hands to Jesus and bless the God who is the doer of wonders, the worker of miracles, the lifter of men. We trust you and we bless you. Mighty God, thank you.
Dashina Amuna Sir King Aljana Yanana Dashina Amuna Yanana Dashina Amuna Sir King Aljana
Father, we are gathered tonight to see Jesus revealed afresh, exalted once again over every other name, over principalities, over powers, over situations and circumstances. We have come tonight full of faith. We have come because your word declares that we should come. But it says we should come believing that you exist and then that you are the rewarder of them that diligently seek you. We come believing tonight and we pray that you will work wonders even in the midst of your people. Let Jesus be revealed. And let Jesus be glorified. Amen and amen. God bless you. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Let's bless the worship team for such a wonderful... Hallelujah. You're welcome to our miracle service for the month of November. And it happens to be the last miracle service for this year in Zaria. Let's bless Jesus. Praise the Lord. My apologies. We'll just perform a quick function right now. I did promise yesterday that we'll just introduce all who are getting married and a few other announcements so that we just get that out of the way, and then we'll just get straight to the business of the night. Please let me have the announcements so that... Hallelujah. Thank you. So please, if I call your name, do come out very quickly so that we'll just recognize you, pray for you. The first on the list here for wedding solemnizations is Jamila Bango and our very own Nas Morrow. Hallelujah. It'll be on Saturday, December the 4th. Time is 11 a.m. The venue is 3rd Equa, Badaria, Birning KB. Far... Kebi. She's not here, but he's here. Congratulations. And then we're also happy to announce the wedding solemnization between Ada Ene Grace of the prayer department and Abu Emmanuel Silas of decorations department. Are they here? Hallelujah. What is wrong with the wives to be here? Okay. Praise the Lord. This is Saturday, December the 11th. Saturday, December the 11th. The time is 10 a.m. prompt. And the venue is Gospel Ministries International, GMI Samaru, just across here. Reception will follow immediately at the church premises. And we have here that the traditional marriage will be on Friday, December 10th at 2 p.m. The venue is Pastor John O'Day's compound, Haindogo Samaru Zaria. Praise the name of the Lord. And then finally, we have the wedding solemnization between Justina Oluwaseun Abiodun of the Public Relations Department and Olusheonola Elijah Gabriel. Are you here? Let's celebrate her. Praise the name of the Lord. Where is he? He couldn't make it. Okay. No. I rebuke. Finally, whatsoever things are pure, true, lovely, think on these things. Hallelujah. You see where you are channeling your creativity in such a miracle service. But it's our culture to introduce our people so that we see. Now, please, generally for next time, as much as possible, let the bride-to-be and the groom-to-be be around. We consider it a proof of discipline and responsibility to be around so that we can know the people and then pray so that it can even encourage people to support. I know that for Nas, he had given an excuse for her. For the gentleman also, we assume that it's safe to assume that he could not make it. But we thank God for what he's doing and we bless the Lord for them. Why do we bring them out? Number one, so that we can honor them and appreciate them. Number two, so that we can pray for them. And then number three, so that we can support them. Now, generally speaking, every time our people are involved in anything at all, and that includes marriage like this, we believe that we owe a responsibility as a spiritual family to not only pray for them, but support them in whatever way we can. So this is not just for you to see them and wave at them and then just leave them alone. As much as God has granted you grace, you can support them in kind, in cash, in prayer, with your presence. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's stretch our hands while you are seated. They don't have to kneel. Just stretch your hands towards them and declare the blessing of the Lord upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ, that these homes will be founded upon the word of God. They will be fail-proof homes. Homes that will reflect the power, the grace, and the glory of God. Pray that on that date there will be no activity of terrorism. There will be nothing that will happen that will hinder or deter the wedding, the program. Commit those who will be traveling from far and near. We declare the blessing of the Lord upon them. Declare supernatural supplies over all of the resources that will be required. And pray most importantly that Jesus will be glorified, that their homes will be blessed with fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for our precious people. We thank you for what you are doing in their lives. And Lord, we commit them to you. And these special days of their lives, we pray that you go before them in Jesus' name. We pray that you provide, we pray that you protect, we pray that you preserve in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray that these homes will not be for trouble. These homes will not be for sorrow. These homes will not be for pain. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that you will bless them. Everything connected to territory, connected to foundations that can impede their joy, we stand as a church, and in the name of Jesus, we declare it broken. By the blood of the eternal covenant, we release you to walk in the fullness of God's expectation as regards your marriage. The Lord bless you. The blessings of this house go with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Let's celebrate them as they go back. Hallelujah. Then, I'm not sure there's the announcement here. Let me just quickly make the announcement. Now, for those of you who are part of the workforce, you know that every end of the year, we take out time, say for last year, to have the Workers Appreciation Dinner. The Workers Appreciation Dinner is a platform where I get to appreciate all the workers. I believe that everybody who labors in whatever way to make this work and to make this vision a success deserves to be appreciated. And last year we couldn't do that, sadly, because of the pandemic. But I'm sure you would have received the announcement. Can you give me the date, please? Okay, thank you. I was just to clarify with them. 3rd of December is the date for Zaria. I'm sure you are aware of that. 5 p.m. at All Saints, the All Saints Auditorium, our usual auditorium there. The dress code is traditionals. Decent, godly traditionals. I have to say it now so that there's no confusion whatsoever. Decent, godly traditionals. Because sometimes, of course, I don't mean to embarrass you. I love you, but we have to just say this. Sometimes it's good to not leave any gray area when it has to do with announcements like this. You will be surprised what many people hear. Hallelujah. So that there's no confusion whatsoever, if you intend to come for that dinner, all workers, it means that you also intend to be decent. Praise the Lord. We are not going to tolerate indecency of any kind in the name of dinner. So you dress well, look at yourself, allow Christians to look at you. And if they tell you that you are fine, you are welcome. You don't have to look shabby and rough, but you can look godly. Praise the name of the Lord. All things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. Every house has a modus operandi. Praise the name of the Lord. So, don't feel embarrassed. It's how we do the things that we do. Praise the name of the Lord. So, please prepare all heads of department. Make sure that you communicate the list. We don't want a situation where other people who are supposed to be there are not there. Maybe because their names are not in the list. But it's a time for us to celebrate together and to thank God for what He has done. In fact, I think we're going to begin this miracle service with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Yes. Learn it as a principle to never take God for granted when you see His hand upon your life. You hear me say these things again and again. You must learn to say thank you. You must learn to recognize. The Bible says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. You know what it means to acknowledge Him? To acknowledge Him means to pause and stop that activity and let Him know that without you, I could not have come this far. To acknowledge Him does not merely mean to carelessly involve Him. Mm-mm. To acknowledge means to say, Lord, except for you, I cannot come this far. And God says, you did this for me. You are ready for another level. Hallelujah. From January, February, March. Last year, I think from February or so, am I right on that? February or March, there was no service up until December. There are many ministries. If you have that kind of break, you are going to start ministry afresh again. Right from the way God called you, you will start afresh because you're not going to see anybody again. But the faithfulness of God, just like the Jews, after many years, one clarion call. Now, I know for many people, they trust in horses and chariots, but some of us know that if you take the mercy and the grace of God from out of our lives, there's no ministry again. Hallelujah. We live in a very proud generation that always likes to show that I am the face behind this. And that is the reason why many people don't last. Hallelujah. You must learn to tell him thank you. Maybe this is a message already for someone, because you have come with your prayer request and you are impatiently waiting for when I will ask you to submit it. But just take a while. Only people who are alive have prayer requests. Dead people don't have prayer requests. There are people who intended to come for this miracle service as at last month, but today they are gone. You know, when we say it like this, people emotionally say, but they really don't think about what God is saying. Let me tell you this. If the Lord does not build a house, they labor in vain that build it. If the Lord does not watch over a city, the watchman watcheth but in vain. Never get to a point in your life where you say like Deuteronomy chapter 8, my power and the might of my hands. Now, the truth is, people cannot see Jesus Christ physically. So you are the face they will see and they will clap for you. And that is fair enough. But as soon as they are done clapping, like a faithful usher, you must transfer that honor and glory with joy to the one who truly deserves it. You have done me well. You have done me well. You have done me well, Jesus. You have done me well. You have done me well. You have done me well, Jesus. You have done me well. You have done me well. You have which of the month now I was, I think this year was one of the years I had the most boisterous flight in all my life traveling by air, and it was a very short journey, a journey of not more than 20-30 minutes. Something happened and it began to rain very seriously with clouds, and I had never seen a plane shake that way. You know how you bounce a ball? Literally. To the point where even the people, they knew that something is happening. I just sat there, and while that plane was moving left, right, and center, and you could see the pilot doing his best to do whatever he knew to do. I just sat down there and I said, well, for me to live is Christ. No. In all fairness, I said, well, if I die now, the only thing will be that I did not finish my assignment. But at least the messages will be there to immortalize my impact. I just sat down there and I said, well, Lord, we thank you. How we landed, it was a rough landing. And as soon as we landed, I just said, dear God. And this is what someone would take for granted. Have you seen people who said, my head, and in 2 minutes, they were gone completely? Don't think I'm just playing with your emotions. You just need to grow and live in a world where you are exposed to the reality of people's lives. Someone died on a bicycle, not truck, fell down, and that was it. I've heard of preachers who died on stage after preaching the gospel, not in a beer parlor, on stage. For those of you who are people around Kaduna here, Abuja, you know what has happened in the last, I think I was told like 3 days or so, if I'm right, back to back. I hope you know some of the people who were kidnapped now that they are looking for ransom for were Christians. Some of them were even tongue-talking people. Ayesu na gode, megirmana gode. Yes, unagode, masoyina. 2 minutes. I don't know how you are going to tell the Lord, the maker of your soul, thank you. Cry to the Lord from the depth of your heart and say, Father, I have come before you to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for victory. Thank you for grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your good hand upon this ministry. Thank you for your grace upon your people, for safety, for security, for your mercy. One more minute of heartfelt declaration of gratitude. I cast my crown before the highest royalty. I am undone before your glorious majesty. I truly cast my crown before the highest royalty. I am undone before your glorious majesty. You're the King of kings and Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. Your glorious majesty. Not ashamed to declare you as the doer, the mysterious and the mighty hand behind all that we are, all that we know, all that you have wrought in and through our lives. Your grace, majesty. Hallelujah. Listen, the day you become too big to give God quality thanks, you have also become too big to be lifted. Hallelujah. Many of you may be wondering, what is the concern of a miracle service like this with a lavish communication of praise? Is so that you will learn. There are some of you, this is your message in this miracle service already, that you are complaining too much. You are not opening your eyes to see what God is doing. It's easy to see what He is not doing and forget the ones that He is doing. Apostle, my car spoiled. It only spoiled because you even have a car in the first place. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. May we never become too familiar with your good hand. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you accept our thanks. Let it come from the depth of our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Please be seated. God bless you. Acts chapter 3. We'll be very fast, just to charge our hearts with the scripture. And then we'll begin. Acts chapter 3. This was the story of Peter and John going to pray at the hour of prayer. So follow the story closely. We're reading the first 16 verses very fast. Now, when Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, a certain man who was lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily. How long did they lay him? Daily. At the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered the temple. The Bible says, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something. The Bible says, Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Hold on. The name of Jesus is a gift. You can give someone the name. Like you give someone an ATM card. Like you give someone the gift of a key to a house. You can tell someone, I may not have anything in terms of silver or gold, but I want to give you a name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he says, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Remember what I said about power on Wednesday? When you say it, and then it happens, and that what happens is good. That is the proof of genuine spiritual power. And they which knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, I love Peter. Watch this. Ye men of Israel. He's responding to the miracle now. Why marvel ye at this? He says. Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk? What a leader indeed. You know what he's saying right here? He said, look. Before you now create an idol out of us, let me tell you that we are only conduits for this to happen. So the one who deserves your admiration and wonder is not necessarily us. The God of Abraham and of Isaac and Jacob the God of our fathers had glorified his son Jesus, whom he delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But he denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer, remember Barabbas, to be granted unto you. 15. And killed the Prince of Life, whom God had raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. Read verse 16 with me, please. 1, 2, read. And his name, through faith in his name, had made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him perfect soundness in the presence of ye all. So a miracle just happened and the people came watching with wonder the things that happened. And Apostle Peter began to say, no. It's not as though we fabricated this by human strength. He's saying, remember this Jesus that some years ago you crucified and did this and that too. He's the one. It is by that name, that exalted name, that this man now has perfect soundness in the presence of ye all. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2, from verse 36, just one verse. Acts chapter 2 and verse 36. Acts chapter 2, let me read it from here. Acts chapter 2, okay. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Two names that are very powerful and associated with the miraculous. The Lordship of Christ. That is the authority that releases power. And then Christ himself, being empowered by the Holy Spirit to do. He became the Christ when the Holy Spirit came upon him. He said that same Jesus has now been made Lord and Christ. One last scripture. Romans chapter 15 from verse 18. Romans chapter 15 from verse 18. It says, for I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ had not wrought by me. You see how these people were. Every time they were manifesting marvelous things in and through their lives, they were very quick to punch the people. Don't idolize me, they said. This is one thing that our generation is losing. Because every time marvelous things seem to happen through our hands, we enjoy that moment of pleasure. We enjoy that superstar moment. And usually the workings of the Spirit doesn't last so long in our lives. Because we are not quick to let people know that we are only privileged vessels of grace. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ had not wrought by me, to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed. 19 is a powerful scripture. It says, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about to Eli, spell it, say it. English people, you have that as a project for us. I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. How did he fully preach the gospel? The declaration of the message. No. Go back to 19. Declaration of the message backed up by mighty signs and wonders. That means if your gospel only has a message, you have not fully preached the gospel. If your gospel has only signs and wonders, you have not fully preached the gospel. It is the message of Christ backed up by marvelous signs and wonders revealing Jesus. That is the full gospel. Are we together now? Acts chapter 8, very popular scripture in this house, just to buttress on this point. Beginning from verse 5, Acts chapter 8 and verse 5. Philip went down to Samaria, the Bible says, and preach Christ. Everybody said, preach Christ. Remember that this one has been made both Lord and Christ. Now he preached Christ unto them. 6. The Bible says the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spake. So we see that there were things that Philip declared. Then the Bible says hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. So Philip did not just speak. He spoke and there were workings of miracles. What were the things he did? For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies that were lame were healed. As a result, there was great joy. Not joy, great joy in the city, not the family, not the church, the whole city. That means if the gospel is fully preached, it culminates to great joy. Because people will not only hear, but they will see. The full gospel demands that you hear the message and then you see, you experience the proofs that validate that that message is true. That the Jesus you are preaching has in experience been exalted as Lord and Christ. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. This is what gives us the confidence to call for a convergence like this and to ask people to come from their homes, from several places. Many of you have traveled from end to end of this nation and outside of this nation for tonight, because we have told you that as ever before, Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus delivers, and Jesus lifts. And let me assure you tonight that it will be no different. Let me assure you tonight that you will not go back the same. In the name of Jesus Christ. And then more so that this is the final miracle service for the year. That means whatever God said should have happened and is still hanging, that in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, this night it will not escape you. Hallelujah. Do you believe this? Hebrews 11 verse 6 gives us the protocol of approaching God in a way that guarantees receiving something from Him. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must come believing, number one, that he is. He is means he's alive, he exists. That God is not an idol, that God is not one of those deities that we worship. He's saying, listen, before you come to the presence of God, you must have it at the back of your mind that you are not coming to meet an idol. You are not coming to meet one of those gods that is just higher, a bit higher than Satan. You are not coming to meet one of those gods who is the highest among the gods. You are coming to meet the God of the heavens, exclusive in his class. He is. Then number two, that he is a rewarder. It's not just what he does, it's a name. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That means for all the times you've been here staying, waiting for the program, for all of the sacrifices you have made to be here, the Bible leaves you with an assurance that if it is the God of the Bible you sought to encounter, he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Not them that carelessly seek him. Diligently seek him. With your whole heart, expecting to receive something. The Lord has sent us tonight in this place to become conduits of his power, conduits of his mercy, conduits of his grace, conduits of his restoration. Let me tell you this. Why does God work miracles, signs, and wonders in the midst of his people? I will tell you. Why does God work these mighty manifestations? Number one. The first reason why miracles happen in the midst of God's people is to reveal the love of Jesus, the love of the Father, as demonstrated in and through the life of Jesus Christ. Love is behind everything that God does. Love. For God so loved the world, John 3:16, that he gave. Do you know why the Bible had to say he loved the world? Because love is not the only motivation for giving. There are people who give, but the motivation is to secure some kind of incorrect benevolence. We call it bribery. Bribery is giving. It's just that the heart condition and the intention is wrong. So he's telling you here that every time you see God lavish towards you, do not think God is like men who may want to give just to tip you because there is something they expect in return. He tells you that every time you see God moving in the midst of his people, be rest assured that his motivation is love. Powerful. Why is that powerful? Because immediately you know that he's not a self-centered or selfish God who is trying to twist your hand with a miracle. Are we together now? For God so loved the world. Perfect love casts out fear because it does not have torment. So for every one person who is going to be testifying here, for every one prayer request that will be answered here, for every door that will be opened, every captive that will be set free, please have this at the back of your mind. Whether you're inside, you're outside, you're following online, have this at the back of your mind. That if ever I receive any act of God's benevolence in my life, tonight and always, know that the first motivation is the love of Jesus to you. Very powerful. Number two, why does God work miracles and signs and wonders in the midst of his people? A demonstration of his power, a demonstration of his lordship. The Bible lets us know, according to Philippians chapter 2, from verse 5 to 10, that God had so highly exalted him, that Jesus, and given him an office. The name is an office. And the Bible says that at the name of Jesus, verse 8 or 9 now, media, let's work together. It says, wherefore God hath so highly exalted him and given him an office which is above every other office. Verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, notice here that the Bible does not necessarily say at the mention of the name. At the name of Jesus, the revelation behind that office, that when you walk with the consciousness of the revelation of that name, mentioning the name is the protocol of speaking, because our world, the power of God is activated through words. Are we together now? So when we say in the name of Jesus, two reasons. One, we're activating that law because it is as it is said that it happens, not just as it is wished. God says it and he does it. Genesis 1, 3 and 4, remember that? And then the Bible also says in Genesis chapter 21 from verse 1 and 2, it says the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he has spoken. The only thing God does is what he says, not what he can do. If he has not said it, he will not do it, even though he can do it. So one of the reasons why we speak is because that is the law. The law of creation demands that you speak. The law of the miraculous demand that you speak. Are we together now? Yes. The Lord visited Sarah as he had said, did unto Sarah as he has spoken. Right? So, the lordship of Christ. The Bible says, at the name of Jesus, back to Philippians chapter 2, please, and verse 10. It says, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. 11, it says, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. He first became Christ before he became Lord. His lordship was the reward for his triumph over death, over the grave, when he was seated at the right hand of the Father. The Lord said to my Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. It was after that coronation service that he returned back and said, all hail. He said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Go therefore. So every time you see the miraculous happen in your life or in the life of anyone around you or in any territory, it's a message that I am Lord. It's a message that I am God. That in truth I have been exalted and given a name that is above every other name. Hallelujah. Before we begin to pray, I want us to examine those other names. Because you will not appreciate the name of Jesus until you know how many names are there. Names don't just talk of identities. Names talk of offices. Paul began to give us this demonic cadre. And he says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. These are names. Against powers. Against rulers. Is that true? Of the dark world, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. In another expression, he says, Christ has been exalted above thrones, above dominions. These are all names, and above every name that is named, whether it is in this world or in the world to come. There are things that only have their validity in this world. In the world to come, they do not sustain any value. But the Bible says that name that was given to Jesus is not a name that is just for temporary use. That no matter what dispensation shows up, that name will still remain above every other name. We give you worship, worship, the highest praise to the King. We give you worship, worship, the loudest praise to the King. We lift up holy hands, the highest praise to the King. So when you say you come in the name of Jesus, let me tell you what that means. You come in the name of Jesus does not mean that you add the name of Jesus to your name. There are footballers that carry that name. There are Mexicans that carry that name. But it does not produce any power. To come in the name of Jesus means that you have subscribed to the law of submission. Remember the centurion? For I am a man under authority. What authority? The authority of the government of Rome. By reason of that authority, I can tell one, go, and he goeth. I can tell one, come, and he will come. I can tell one, do this, and he will do that. So Jesus, you are not just operating in your power. You are coming under the name of the Father. Is that true? And now we come under the influence of his name. So to come in the name of Jesus, or to make declarations in the name of Jesus, means to make those declarations as touching his authority. That the authority of Jesus is the source, the battery that powers our speakings. Are we together now? I have a phone right here. And as wonderful as this phone is, there is a system that powers it. If it does not have the battery that powers it, no matter the potential, it will not come up. Is that true? That name of Jesus Christ is the life force behind what we say. So if I say be healed, or if I say be delivered, two things are involved. Number one, the revelation of the authority that I'm speaking under. Everybody has to speak under authority for any other thing to hear you. I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. You see how it works? Everything comes under you when you are under his authority. Nothing comes under you when you are not under his authority. Apostle James said, submit yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God. Then he says, resist the devil from that consciousness of your submission. It is risky to go and stand and declare and make declarations without the consciousness of the name. There are people who represent the president when he's not around. There are people who may represent a particular man of God if he's not around. And then they stand with confidence and they speak. Do you know why? Because they know that they are speaking under authority. The honor that would have been given the person if he were there is the same honor that would be given to them. We walk under this authority to produce results. We live under this authority, the consciousness of the Lordship of Christ, that this one that we have come under his authority has today been exalted as Lord and Christ. There is no magic about the miraculous. There is no manipulation and superstition behind it. It is not within the power of any man to, out of divine assistance, claim that you can change someone's life just with one spoken word and say, may your life change, may your door open. That is arrogance. That's just an intellectual presentation. What makes it powerful is the authority. Are we together? Authority. That means the moment you speak under the authority of Jesus, he takes responsibility for everything you say as touching what you believe about him. Are we together now? He's not obliged to take responsibility for anything you say with the consciousness of yourself. If you speak as touching your human strength, you will defend what you have said by yourself. But when you speak in the name of the Lord, and dear people of God, I speak to you that all that will be happening tonight will happen because we come in the name of the Lord. He said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, as touching that authority. And then of course, number two, we declare that name of Jesus so that people do not confuse the source of the power that produces the results. Because every time we work miracles is a spiritual marketing system, making Jesus known again, singing his praises to the nations. And we drum that name so that behind the joy of every recipient, you know at the back of your mind that the doer, the giver, the lifter, the changer, the blesser is Jesus. I believe in Jesus. And I believe in his power. I believe in what his name can do. We stand today by the privilege of being under that authority. Otherwise, there are things that cannot happen with men. Men have limits. There are things men cannot do. There are certain realities and possibilities that are not affordable as far as the world of men is concerned. It will take you outsourcing authority from another dimension. In this case, the authority of the Christ himself.
And if our God is for us, then what could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then what could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against?
So as you shout amen to everything I say, realize that you are not just saying amen to the speakings of Joshua Selman. Are you seeing that now? That is why sometimes after service we can hug, and the same hand that you could not touch, now you touch it and play with it, because there is a difference. It doesn't necessarily mean I come out of that authority, but now it is being engaged to produce something definite and intentional. It is powerful to function under that name. Ladies and gentlemen, with these few words, I present to you the miracle worker. I present to you Jesus. I present to you the name that is above literally every other name. I present to you the name that is above yokes of oppression, above everything you have written in your prayer request. Now, your assignment, listen to me. Your assignment is to insist that you will not waste your time tonight, because it's going to be a quick walk. Your assignment is to open up your heart, open up your spirit, and be determined that everything that name can do, I open up my spirit to receive. Everything that name can do, if that name can lift, then I'm ready for my lifting. If that name can bless, then I'm ready to walk in the blessing. If that name can turn situations around.
You are here working miracles. I worship you. I worship you. You are here turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. We call you
Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the darkness.
My God,
that is who you are.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So we're going to do many things, but four things basically. Number one is we're going to allow the fiery power of the Spirit to land on anything that is not Jesus. Anything at all that is not of Christ. Are we together now? We're going to pray down the power of God over anything that has mocked the name of Christ in your life. Number two, we're going to release our faith with you that there be healing for any and every situation that seems to have defied the name of Jesus. Number three, we're going to give God a chance to speak to us even prophetically and bring direction to our lives and help us to experience His power in His fullness. Number four, God will give us an opportunity to pray over everyone's request. By the way, if you're yet to write your prayer requests, or if there are things you were afraid to write because you thought, would God do this? I want you to stretch yourself right now and write. We're talking about the name that is above every other name. Hallelujah. In 1 minute, I'd like you to pray as we prepare to begin the ministration. Father, give me a visitation. Give me an encounter. Go ahead and pray. Someone is praying outside. Make sure you're praying. Let every other name fade away. Let every other name fade away. Until there's only you. Let every other name fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Let every other name fade away. Let every other name fade away. Until there's only you. Let every other name fade away. Jesus, take your place. Hallelujah. Who is Mary? Who is Mary? I'm hearing a name, Mary. We're going to pray on the 6th. I'm hearing the name Mary. Mary. Please, if there's someone like that, quickly, let's just identify you so that I can pray for you very quickly. Please don't come out except that a word like this comes for you. Mary, where's she coming from? I want to pray for you. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm hearing the name Mary. Allow them. Once, please don't come to stand for a child or if you are not married, just go back. I want to pray for you. There are two of you. The power of God is coming on you now. Hallelujah. 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 God is taking something out of the body of one of you. I'm seeing something leaving your body. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, as the Lord has called you out, everything that is not of the Christ in your life and in your body, right now in the name of Jesus, let it give way now. I command that it leaves never to return by the power that raised Christ from the dead. In the name of Jesus Christ, for you and for your family. My sister, this woman, please lay your hand. This lady, lay your hand on your stomach. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare by the power that raised Christ from the dead, let there be a supernatural miracle for you right now. Everything the devil wants to bring to affect you, I curse it right now. In the name that is above all names. And for all of you who have come out by the Spirit of God, let there be miracles for you right now. You will never return back the way you came. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Who is from Jos? You came alone?
Yes, sir.
Stand up. Can I pray for you? Who is from Kogi?
My glory, you lift my head.
Just among those that are here, we have to be very fast so that there's a lot to do.
Add a shield for me.
My dear, weep not. That's what the Spirit of the living God is saying. I stretch my hands over you, and in the name of Jesus, the Lord is turning not just your life but your family in a very, very supernatural way. Let this happen by the Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please help the baby crying, eh? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Kogi State, right now I arrest this spirit. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, and in the name of Jesus Christ, who is Lord, who is King, I command that altar to go now. Give way now. Release God's people by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Let them go, the Bible decrees and declares, blotting out every handwriting and every ordinance that spoke against us. He nailed it to his cross. Therefore, I declare liberty now by the Spirit of the living God in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I minister to all of you right now, and I declare everything that represents shame and reproach, let it go for good and never return again. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Please return back to your seat. I want to pray now. I'm just seeing fire in my spirit. That's what I'm seeing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't know why God is doing this. This same thing happened, I think, in Abuja during the miracle service. No instruments, just hold on. And this is the instruction God is giving me. I'm just going to make a declaration once. And I want you to begin to bring those, whether inside or outside, under the anointing. Why God does this, honestly, sometimes his ways are pathfinding. And sometimes these are just miraculous workings of his spirit. Are we together? God just gave me this ministration in my spirit. I'm going to make this declaration, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a mighty fire. It's going to begin to fall on people, especially families that are tied to covenants and things that will not release them to go. Right now, in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the living God, according to the word of the Lord, I decree and declare right now, inside, outside, all the overflows, bring them out, please. Anyone and any family that is under any kind of captivity, at the count of three, let that fire rest upon you. Many of you will be surprised. This is not just you alone, this is your family. Father, one, two, three, let that fire rest upon you now. Please bring them out quickly. Some of you are visitors. You came. In the name of Jesus, the Lord brought you to give you that visitation. Please, whether you are an usher or not, just help them. Even the lawful captives shall be delivered. Even the lawful captive shall be delivered. What then is the excellency of the mercy of God if the lawful captives cannot be delivered? Please, that woman is pregnant. I want you to help her. Help her while she's under the anointing. Please help them. Can you ushers work together so that you don't? We are still praying. The Lord is opening my eyes, and I'm seeing a pit, something that looks like a grave, a pit. And I'm seeing many people in it. And God is saying, I should make this declaration. Right now, wherever you are, I decree and declare, if there be anything connected to the pit, at the count of three, that fire is coming upon you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. One. Hey, bakatati bata. Two, three, I decree and declare, come out of that pit now. Come out of that pit now. That prison door, that pit. If Jesus came out of the grave, then come out of the grave. If Jesus came out of that dungeon, I decree and declare, right now in the name of Jesus, be delivered now. Please help them. Be delivered now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. The Bible says, I give you authority over snakes and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. I want to pray. The Lord just opened my eyes and I just saw like a serpent. I know that this is symbolic of spirits that have manipulated lives and destinies. I want to pray. You will be surprised. Right now, everything that is not a representation of the name of Jesus, strange spirits, in the name of Jesus, at the count of three, I want you to shout the name Jesus, everybody. Now you can shout. Father, honor your word in Jesus' name. One, two, three, shout Jesus. That foul spirit, come out of their lives now. Come out of their destinies now. Please help them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. The Lord is destroying patterns. Now please don't feel bad. But there are families that have gone through patterns, cycles. The same thing repeating itself after every year, after every 2 years. Either someone must die, something must happen to someone.
in the name of Jesus, any family here that is under that demonic influence, I decree and declare by the Spirit of the Christ, be delivered now. Be delivered now. Be delivered now. Be delivered now. The elder ones serving the younger ones, be delivered from that spirit now. Who is Victoria? Victoria. Victoria. Please don't come out randomly. Make sure it is your name that is Victoria. You don't have to pick them out. Let them just stand. Victoria. I want to pray for you. I'm seeing oppression in the family of Victoria, and the Lord is telling me to minister the life and the power of Jesus and bring it to an end. We are still destroying cycles. Listen to me. Believe me when I tell you, unattended to patterns are real. A repetition of events and occurrences that seem to happen, except it is compelled by knowledge and engaging the principles of scripture. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Victoria, Paris, every spirit that has refused to allow your family go free, you are standing in for them right now. That fire is coming upon you. I decree and declare, be delivered now. Be delivered now. I bring victory and liberty. I cast that demon. I cast that devil. Let their families go free now, in the mighty and marvelous name of Jesus. Someone here, you are a banker. You were relieved of your job. That means you worked in a bank, and I don't know what happened. You were relieved of your job. The Lord wants me to pray for you very quickly. Who is that person? Please come. The Lord wants to change your story now. Please help them. My goodness, fire is falling in this place. Where are you coming from, sir? Kaduna. Look, you see what the power of God is. You came with that woman? That's your wife. Because God is bringing victory to the entire family. Amen. Not just one person. Mighty God. Sir, in the name of Jesus Christ, the name that is above all names, can I speak over your life? Yes. Are you walking now? When did this happen? Please don't come out carelessly. When did
you? 2020.
2020, you were relieved until now. Yes. Let me pray for you. In the name that is above all names. Huh? Another banker. You're a banker? You too? Okay, I'll pray for you. Madam, shout Jesus as loud as you can. Let everything that does not name the name of Christ over your family, let it bow to that name right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you, sir. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, everything that makes for disfavor in your life, I'm seeing something being loose from your hand. Lose him now and let him go. By the power of the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare, let it be over now in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare over you, you are free forever. The door of favor is open concerning you. And for my dear ones who are here, also bankers, in the name of Jesus Christ, may God settle you with an honorable job. Say amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord settle you with an honorable job by the power that raised Christ from the dead. I decree and declare, every human agent that can be used by God to make for your lifting, I compel them to bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. I'm seeing a very strong anointing. I'm seeing a vision, a map of Nigeria, and I'm seeing Kaduna State. There is a strong anointing. God wants to visit people, especially the southern part of Kaduna. This is what I'm seeing. There are yokes that have tied down people within that region, and the Lord is saying, I should announce liberty. Therefore, as commanded by God, everyone here who is of a Kaduna root, in the name of Jesus, if there be anything tying down your destiny, let it be destroyed right now. Let it be destroyed right now. Everyone of a Kaduna root, I release you by the power that is in the name of Jesus. Anything connected to ancestry and connected to bloodline, by the blood of the help that woman, my God, please help that lady. By the blood of the eternal covenant, let it be broken right now. We nullify and we cancel. Overflow one. I'm seeing the power of God touch people here from this prayer. Many of you who are from Kaduna State, in the name of Jesus Christ, may that fire fall upon you now. It's a sign and a wonder how God does these things. Families tied down and will not move forward. Families tied down and would continue to live like slaves. Families tied down and no one is able to rise. Again, let me pray. In the name of Jesus, not just for Kaduna people now. If there is any family where there is an embargo, that nobody rises beyond a certain level. If you rise beyond, help that lady. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, please bring them out. This particular prayer that I'm praying right now, there are families where it looks like there is a limit. Nobody seems to be able to rise beyond that limit. And every time you rise beyond that limit, something brings you down. Father, let your fire right now fall upon every family that the devil does not want them to lift their heads. In the name of Jesus, lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be ye lifted, ancient doors. Be free right now. Be free right now. Be free right now. Help them, please. Be free right now. Be free right now. Be free right now. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. The Bible says his mother named him Jabez because she bore him in sorrow. Hear me. If there is any stigma on your life, whether by reason of whatever it is that happened around your life, and it looked like there is a mark of failure, a mark of disfavor, a mark that makes that nothing good happens in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare, be released from that captivity now. The Lord is opening my eyes and I'm seeing a family. Now, don't feel embarrassed, please. I'm seeing a family where there is a pattern of childlessness. The Lord wants to break that pattern right now. That means multiple people married, but they've not been able to have children. This is a pattern. Is there any family like that? Whether you're inside or outside, let me pray very quickly. Because we'll soon be praying for the sick. Is there any family like that with that pattern? Please come. Your family? Let them come. Childlessness, not just for you, as a pattern. Oh dear. No, now that woman is already pregnant. Please let her go back. Patterns, childlessness, please.
Just keep her on a seat there. Listen, do you know why we pray over issues like this? Childlessness is an attempt to fight the command, the first command that came out from the lips of God Himself. Be fruitful. That means the first evidence of the blessing is fruitfulness. Are we together? I want to pray for you. Please, I want you to really believe that this will change. Sir, where are you coming from? You came alone?
I came with my wife.
Madam, where is she? Are you standing in for yourselves?
No. For my son.
For your son. No child.
Yes, sir.
How many years?
Over 3 years.
My daughter, 16 years.
Oh my
God. No child. The other one, 11 years, no child.
You see the kind of thing we're talking about? 16 years, no child. 11 years, no child.
My aunt is 16 years. My elder sister, 5 years. 14 years.
Your daughter, 14 years. Mm.
11 years, the second one 17 years.
20 years. Hold on, I want to pray for you. Do you believe in miracles? One of you will shout now under the anointing, strong anointing. I just saw this in my vision, one of you in front here. Honestly, why God does these things I don't know, but I just saw like a rain just come on one of you. And the moment that happens, I'm going to begin to minister to you. Such power from the Holy Spirit. It's not something you can resist. This is a sign and a wonder. See, when miracles happen, it's more than just showing that a man of God is powerful. Look at these situations. 16 years, 11 years, 14 years, 20 years, someone. Please, this one is not only me that will pray. Everybody who names the name of Christ, please stretch your hands towards them. Stretch your hands as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's arrest this demonic thing once and for all. As you are praying for them, you are praying for yourself too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, if you are here for yourself, just lay your hands on your womb. If you are here for yourself, if you are here standing for others, no problem. But if you are here for yourself, just make contact. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, do you know most of these things are caused by spirits? It is true. There are spirits that just come and camp and sit and find comfort in the life and the pain of many of God's people. But in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare, if there is anyone and any family, I'm praying now, under the influence of these spirits, whatever legal access they have towards you to warrant this kind and this level of oppression, help them. That's right. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare, by the blood of the eternal covenant, let that legal hold be broken now. Let that legal hold be broken now. Let that legal hold be broken now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now I release by the power of the Holy Spirit, supernatural children, miracle children, in the name of Jesus, for you and for your loved ones, for those who are standing in for their children, in the name of Jesus. Before December 31st, let us hear news that something has happened. In the name of Jesus Christ. And in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, for those that have stayed even greater than 10 years, 11 years, may God give them twins. As a confirmation to the scripture that says, and I will restore
the years that the canker worm has eaten. In the name of Jesus, I pray from the depth of my heart, let there be supernatural restoration. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name I pray. Please return back rejoicing. Make sure you do well to tell the people you are standing for that God visited them in this prayer so that they would believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are two ladies I'm seeing right now. The power of God will come upon them. You had a dream, and it's like someone put something inside your body, and you have been feeling movements physically from the time you woke up. This is a demonic thing, and I want to take authority over it right now. One of them, it will affect your giving birth. This is what I'm seeing from the vision God is showing me. If I don't pray for you, one of these women, I see that there will be casualty when it's time for you to... No, this woman is pregnant. What? She's not pregnant. This pregnancy is for how long? Hold on, please. Who came with her? Oh my God, look at this. Hold on. This is interesting. Who came with this woman? Huh? She's your sister. Let her talk. How long has she been like this?
Since last year.
Like this?
Yes, sir.
What did they say is wrong with her?
They don't.
Nothing.
Yes.
Oh dear. Look at this. You would think this woman is pregnant, carrying twins. Ladies and gentlemen, we have doctors here, and they check her and they say there is nothing. Listen, until you know what families really go through, you will see the necessity of the power of God. Put yourself in the shoes of this woman. Literally, it's like she doesn't have a life again. Are you not seeing that? This is the whole symptom of a pregnant person. Everything. I'm not a medical person, but we have this woman. I'm not sure she may even be able to walk herself. Are you related to her? Why are they coming out? Pregnancy? Huh? Okay. Okay. No problem. That's all right. I'll pray for you. Let's pray for this woman. Let's do something about her situation. Since when did this start?
Last year.
Oh, she can talk herself. Madam, what happened to you? Hold on.
I went to the hospital. They said it's fibroid.
Oh, fibroid.
After fibroid, they said myoma. So I went. The one pastor told me that it's not myoma. It's mommy water spirit.
It's not funny. I don't love to be sarcastic, but I'm just a man of God. Sometimes we don't help things too. When people come with serious situations, we should apply intelligence to spirituality so that we don't destroy them. If this is a fibroid, this woman needs a miracle, a real, real miracle. Let me pray for her. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, I lay my hands prophetically and I command the spirit that is back of this. I'm praying for you, but I'm seeing the power of God fall on someone else. Your sister, I'm praying for you, but I'm seeing the power of God fall on her. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now I decree and declare this embargo that has sat on this family. Look at what is happening now. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, be delivered now. Be delivered now. Be delivered now. My dear, place your hand, you're a lady, so place your hand on that stomach. Lord Jesus, by your mercy, we may not know what this is, but we know it is demonic. In the name of Jesus, let there be a miracle over this woman's body now. Amen. First, we declare you will not die.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Right now, let the power of God rest upon you. And let there be a supernatural miracle. In Jesus' name I pray. You are her sister too? You are her niece. And you too? Let me pray for two of you. Since you have come here. What do you do, madam?
Business.
Business.
I sell wrappers and I'm a fashion designer.
You are a fashion designer?
Yes, sir.
And the little one? You are a student. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit. Madam, look at me. Let the grace for favor. Believe what I'm telling you. Let it rest upon you right now. Let it begin to turn things around. Enjoy the ministry of men. In the name of Jesus Christ. And for our dear one here, we pray that the Lord will bless you. You will serve the Lord all the days of your life. May you never have to do anything twice to succeed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Why are they here? Okay. You just came out? Okay. Can I pray for you? Where are you coming from, madam?
From Sokoto.
Where are you coming from?
Benin.
Benin. Come. You are three that came. How many of you?
Three came.
Let them come. Let the rest come. Please, if you did not come with them, don't embarrass yourself. Just sit down. The power of God will touch you where you are. Just let's obey these instructions and there's somebody you came with who is my namesake. What's your name?
Joshua.
Where is the last person? Okay, no, that's all right. They may not allow him to come. Let me pray for you. Madam, place your hand on your stomach. But I'm praying for the whole family. No, you don't have to under your cloth. Just make contact. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the Son of the Living God. I decree and declare this oppression first over you now before I pray for those you came with. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that spirit right now. I command that demonic orchestration to leave your body by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. My friend, what do you do? Something is happening. Something is leaving you, madam? Help her, The power of God is on her. I'm seeing something that looks like a snake coming out of her body. That lady. Out of her now. In the name of Jesus Christ. What do you do, sir?
Pastor, sir.
You are a pastor. Can I pray for you? In Sokoto? Where? In Taraba. Father, help this servant of the living God. We pray for you in the name of Jesus. May you be so marvelously empowered. You will go back and you will do ministry with results. In the name of Jesus, we declare that you are supernaturally empowered by the word of God. You will teach with fire. The Lord will add daily to your ministry as many as should be saved. In the name of Jesus. And for you, my dear, I pray for you. By the power that is in the name of Jesus, may the Lord visit you. In Jesus' name I pray. The Lord is showing me a baby that has been running temperature non-stop. The mother, I think, is one of these little ones that the mother came with. You've been treating the baby and it looks like there is no improvement. Please, who is that person? I just want to pray for that person quickly and then we'll begin to... Please make sure you understand what I'm saying. This is a baby. Let her come if she's the one. Just help those under the anointing in various places. Madam, where are you coming from? Where are you coming from?
From Kaduna.
Don't throw your baby. Please, be careful. Where are you coming from, madam? Take it easy. What happened to your baby?
She has been running temperature for more than 60. Temperature of over up to 40 degrees Celsius. I have treated and treated.
Up to 40 degrees Celsius. Where did you measure that?
I used it among that. I'm a nurse.
You are a nurse. Ah, so you are not in ignorance. How can a baby measure 40 degrees if they keep you in a room that is 40 degrees centigrade? You see how the devil is? That, you see, in the devil's mind, he does not know the difference between male and female. He doesn't know the difference between young and old. What a wicked spirit that does not even know the difference between children and adults. Look at this little baby. Let me pray for them. Father, in the name, no problem, you don't have to bring them, just hold them where they are. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we agree upon these our children that every devil that wants to claim their life, you see, let me tell you, when you see the devil trying to oppress children, that pattern has been revealed from scripture. Is that true? There were children who were oppressed, and you would later see the destinies of those children. For instance, Moses. For instance, Jesus. On account of Moses' birth, many other children died. On account of Jesus' birth, many other children died. Both of them became saviors. So, Lord, we decree and declare, in the name that is above all names, based on the authority of Scripture, every demonic orchestration that wants to tie down the lives of these little ones, we decree and declare by your mercy, let there be deliverance now. Let there be deliverance now. In the name of Jesus Christ. None of them will die. They will live. And in the name of Jesus, they will excel. Madam, something is leaving your body. I'm looking at you. I know I'm praying for the baby, but I'm looking at you and I'm seeing something coming out of your stomach. In the name of Jesus, I don't know what it is. I'm not a medical doctor. But I stretch my hands towards you and I pray. May that miracle happen for you right now. Now! In the name of Jesus Christ, I bring you liberty. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Please go back. Now, I want to pray. This lady, why is she here? Okay, something moving too. You would have said amen to everything I've been saying. But let me pray for you too. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, because you have come here believing everything that does not represent the activity of the Holy Spirit, every other foreign spirit resident within and around your life, I declare their exodus now. Be delivered, be free right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, please, I want you to lift, if you have any uncompleted project, whatever it is, you can stand in for your family too. There is a structural project that is ongoing, but it looks like, whether there's an embargo of finances or whatever, it looks like it's been tied down. The Lord is just speaking to me that He wants to release grace. I want you to believe it. Believe it. You will be surprised to see what God will do. They got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their arms save them. But you, O Lord, because thou hadst a favor towards them. In the name of Jesus, I declare, every project here that the hand of Zerubbabel had begun, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, may the grace for completion be released upon you. May the grace for completion be released upon you. May the grace for completion be released upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is showing me a man of God. You traveled here and you came. Please make sure that you don't just come out because you feel emotional. This is someone you came here. God asked you to come here because it's like you had lost everything, your entire life, your entire ministry. Everything has gone down as it is like this. It's almost as if you have room to commit suicide, you would do so. You're a man of God. Please, if you are that person, let me see you here and just minister to you. Ordinarily, I would not ask you to come out except that the Lord is giving the word. Now, whether you are inside or outside, you are structurally in ministry. I'm not just saying your spiritual work and things are not happening. That one will handle it later on. Is there someone like that? This person is not young, though. You're a man of God, sir?
Sir.
Where are you coming from, sir?
I am coming from Shika.
Shika. How about you? Okay, the one who came from Taraba. And you?
Wari.
Yes, you see, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, I admit to you, this work of the ministry that we are called into, honestly, if God does not show you mercy, there are moments in ministry where you can almost feel like giving up. When you see pastors cry during pastors' conferences, it's not because they don't have faith. Are we together? Where is this man coming from? Please verify. Are we together? Sir, do not be discouraged. I don't know why God will bring this word in the middle of a conversation like this. But the labor in word and doctrine, the ministry of salvation and the rest, most of these people can be challenged financially. Most of these people can be challenged in their health. There are all kinds of godlike expectations that people have over them. And sometimes they can just feel like giving up. And I believe it's on account of this that the Holy Spirit just brings a word like this to speak and to minister comfort. Can I tell you, if God called you, then I want to encourage you to hold on. You may need to readjust the strategies. You may need maybe a greater level of enlightenment, quite honestly. We may need our horizon spiritually to be broadened. But in any case, I want you to know that there is hope for a tree. Please let him come. And I just want to lend my voice with the people of God as those who God has so lavishly shown mercy. Let the gentleman too come. Since he already came out, please come stand. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, even as you minister to my spirit, I pray for these laborers in the gospel, men and women who labor day and night to see that souls are saved, lives are transformed. Lord, you are the only one who knows the areas where discouragement is stemming from, areas of pain. In the name that is above all names, I pray that you will receive the mercy of God. I decree and declare, may Ebenezer help you. God who is the helper of men. And for everyone whose ministry has gone down, for whatever reason, in the name of Jesus, we give it life. And we declare that it comes back to life and in power. In the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that the kind and the level of spiritual empowerment you need to excel in life, to excel in ministry, I decree and declare, may God supply it upon you. And for those of you who are trusting God, that God will raise men and women to stand by you, even financially, to help you carry the burden of the work, I pray that God himself will send Aarons and us that will lift your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, do not be discouraged. Go with the power of God. Go full of hope and see the mighty hand of God in your life. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you. Please return back to your seat rejoicing. May God bless you. Hallelujah. Prayer request. Don't worry, Daddy. Just be patient. We'll soon collect the prayer request now. I think it's a good time to pray for the sick now. Now, please listen. I want us to take the issue of praying for the sick tonight very seriously. We'll be very, very fast and just plead that God will grant us grace to pray because the section that I really want to focus on tonight is very strong prophetic declarations. God put this in my spirit, and I really want to stand and declare by the Spirit. Hallelujah. And thank God that we have our fathers here. I'm sure that I may just give them a minute or two to also come when it's that time and just under this corporate anointing, just speak over everyone's life. Prophetic words are powerful. If and when believed, they are able to shape and create dimensions of reality in our lives beyond imagination. You have a daughter who is in secondary school. That girl is not doing well. She's failing and failing woefully. This has become a serious concern. This is the major reason why you came here tonight. Who is that person? I want to pray for you. You have a daughter. From what I'm seeing, this daughter, she's not doing well at all academically. And this has become a serious burden and a source of concern to the parents and to the family. Please, if you identify that family, let me pray for them here while I just prepare our hearts for the ministration. Now, this is what will happen. We have a number of overflows, and as it is our custom, would invite, except for those who probably may not have the strength, like I see a gentleman holding crutches and some other people holding crutches. If they don't have the strength to come, you can just get a seat and keep them, and I'll walk to them and pray for them so that you don't stress them standing, especially when people fall under the anointing. But then the moment of healing is when we trust God. The woman is just pushing the daughter to better come to the front. Madam, take it easy. No matter what happens, listen, parents, no matter what happens, our children are our children. Praise God. Of course, everybody wants to be proud of. How are you, my dear? Can she hear me? Such an adorable child. You see the kind of people Satan wants to? So that he would now force them to live defeated lives. What is her name? Blessing. How are you? You're fine? Can I pray for you? So that you'll be a brilliant girl. What class is she?
Primary school.
This one I saw is in secondary school, but I'll pray for her all the same. What school is she in? Because sometimes, honestly, the problem can just be that the schools are not good schools. It may not be that the child is not really very brilliant. This lady already looks... Who is this now? You are coming for yourself? Your daughter? Where is the daughter? The daughter is under the anointing. Now God is already touching her. So let's just trust God to finish up, please. We have to hurry up. Why are they here? Let's verify why they are here. Are you here because you are not understanding? I'm not praying for understanding. This is a word of knowledge over you, your daughter. Where is she? At home. What of you? Your daughter too. Okay, let me just pray for you. Father, we pray for every child who does not seem to be understanding. No, no, stand. You can stand. There is no child. Who is this again? Your daughter? How are you, my dear? What's your name?
Daniela.
Daniela. Oh, dear. Okay, let me pray for you. Let me pray for this group. All of you whose children are at home, in the name of Jesus. There is nobody created by God who is dull. Therefore, I decree and declare every orchestration of darkness against your children. Right now, I declare, let it be broken by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray and I declare supernatural understanding for the children. So you see, the mother is standing and it's the power of God. Who is this? Whose child is that? Oh, that's your child. She's not understanding. What is the issue? Why is she here now?
First, she lost her memory, but God has restored her. But she do something like abnormal stuff.
Sometimes she behaves abnormal.
Yes, sir.
Bring her. Do you know, let me tell you. Once you see some of this abnormal stubbornness, anger, a child that is stubborn like an adult, those kinds of things are spiritual. It's demonic. Children are very obedient, but once you see some of these behaviors, don't condemn them. Are you getting what I'm saying now? I'm not saying it so you go around condemning people, but just for you to know that God is able to show mercy. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands right now. What's her name? This is your daughter, Sophia. Your first daughter. In the name of Jesus, Sophia, we pray for you. By the power of the Holy Spirit, any of you lay your hands on her head, any of you. In Jesus' name, I rebuke that spirit. And I command now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, let her go now. Out of her, now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare. So you see what we are saying now. Release the destiny of this little girl now. Sophia, be delivered now. You are not dull, you are not stubborn. In the name of Jesus Christ, we release you by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. And that this spirit will never return to you again. And everything you have lost, let there be a sevenfold restoration. In Jesus' name I pray. I pray for you. I just love this little girl. Come, my dear. What's her name again? Blessing. Hold my hands. Blessing, I pray for you, eh? In the name of Jesus Christ, you are not dull. You are not dull. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, I decree and declare, every foul spirit that will not let you rise, I come against it in Jesus' name. I lay my hands upon you and I declare, go back and begin to excel in class. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to submit to you over something before we pray for the sick. We have to pray. Listen to me. We have to pray that God prospers our people. Some of these children go to school when it's like 3 weeks to exams because of school fees. No matter how brilliant a child is, please don't feel condemned. I'm just telling you that sometimes it's not all spiritual reasons. There are times if a child is in school 3 weeks and then they drive them away from school fees, you go back after 2 months, they drive you away, you can't answer any question, you are lost, and then exams come. You're likely not going to do well. This is why when I'm declaring over you, especially in the area of finances, it's not just for human boasting and whatever. You need this, if not for yourself, to be able to help others. Are we together now? Yes. My dear, what's her name again?
Daniela.
Daniela, in the name of Jesus, we pray for you. We decree and declare the grace and the wisdom to understand. By the power of... Are you seeing all of this now? I'm praying for the daughter and is the mother that is falling under the anointing. So sometimes when you are rebuking your child, God is... In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, out of her now! I decree and declare, right now, by the blood of the eternal covenant, that blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. And truly, the lady is a sickler, but I'll pray for her. In the name of Jesus Christ. This is not just normal sickle cell. This is something that I'm coming, shift protocol. This is a demonic thing. Come, my dear. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare, we change her genotype right now. We change her genotype right now. Help her. We change her genotype right now. Let there be a supernatural miracle for her. And over the family, now, please, this is what prophets see and keep calling people witches. They are not witches. It's not very easy to be a witch. The same condition it takes to be a highly anointed man of God is a reverse condition it takes to be a witch. Don't think that just because you bow to Satan, it makes you a witch. It takes a lot. Don't go around calling people witches and wizards. No. Just because there are demonic influences around people's lives and families. Jesus taught us this. Are we together now? This is spiritual intelligence, so we'll learn. Because chances are now that you see, this is the woman who brought her daughter for help. And now just because she's manifesting under this influence does not mean that she should be stigmatized and they say, oh, you are the one who wants to kill your child. There's no such thing as that. No. There are extreme cases where those things are true. But largely most of this blame game of witches and wizards is not exactly true. It's just a misguided understanding or imbalance in a theological understanding. Are we together? Father, we declare, let there be liberty for the family once and for all. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, our dear Daniela and her wonderful mother, the Lord brings you liberty. Let me use the opportunity to pray for every child here. In the name of Jesus, what God does for one, He does for all. I declare, let there be supernatural intelligence. In Jesus' name. Now, very quickly, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you to bring out your prayer requests, number one. And then all those who are trusting God, please listen carefully. Just listen to the instructions. We have several overflows, at least 4 or 5 of them as I've seen. What I'm going to request you to do, those inside here who are trusting God for healing, you can feel free to come to the front. And then all the other overflows, please follow suit. All the other overflows, please follow suit. Follow suit. You can come and stand. But... there are 2 cases that I want to minister to myself. Please, if there is anyone here who is a cancer patient,
a cancer patient. It doesn't matter which overflow. Please let me lay my hands on the person by myself. So overflow one, those of you trusting God for healing. Overflow two, the projector screen there. Overflow three, same thing. Overflow four, I think you should have a projector screen. Please go there. And then the overflow down to second equa. You can join one of the overflows as protocol will direct. While we do that, the worship team, please prepare to give us just share the atmosphere as we do that. Now, we're going to be very fast. Hands will be laid upon you. We're ministering under the corporate anointing. And when hands are laid upon you, I want you to believe as you return back to your seat. While we're doing that, please, if you are yet to submit your prayer request, just be patient, wave it, and let it be seen. Praise the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, under this corporate anointing, we decree and we declare. In the name that is above all names, we pray that you will heal the sick. We pray that you will work wonders across all the overflows. And then those who are following online, you can submit your prayer requests. At the same time, I'd like for your heart to be opened and believe God for healing. Those of us who are sitting, we are going to be very fast. Don't be distracted. I'd like you to be praying and declaring while we are ministering to yourself that whatever it is that you came here with, because immediately after this, God is going to be attending to our prayer requests. Father, honor the name of Jesus. Let Jesus be glorified. God bless you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name I pray.
There is fire in this place, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire in this place tonight. There is fire in this place, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn. There is the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hosanna, oh my baby.
Can we sing together?
Say Hosanna.
On your throne.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your patience. If they are still praying for you, just be patient. But for all others, we have three more things to do. Please make sure you are very sensitive to these moments. Make sure that you are very sensitive. These are prophetic moments. How many of you are yet to submit your prayer request? Please lift it up. If you are yet to submit your prayer request, inside and outside, or if you are just writing it, please wave it. An usher will come to pick it immediately. Let's have it here because we want to pray right now. Unto thee that answers prayer shall all flesh come. Over the years, God has honored us, just helped us under the anointing with remarkable testimonies. Sorry, we may not have the time to call out those who have been healed. Our time is far spent. You can always feel free to testify as you check yourself. Hallelujah. Now, here's what I'm going to do. We're going to agree. I'll be praying on the request. The moment I'm done praying on a request, that's why I asked our fathers to just sit down. I will plead with our father, Daddy Prof, to just come, and he's going to be making decrees over our lives, and I want you to receive it afterwards. I will plead with Pastor Abubakar to just come and make those decrees, and then I'll wrap up and make those final decrees. Please, I want you to believe it. This, for me, is about the most comprehensive part of the service, because this is where, no matter how we prophesy, we are limited. No matter what we see, no matter what we hear. But this is the most accurate representation of everyone's expectation. You have come before the Lord. You wrote this by yourself. No one is going to read it. You have come trusting the Lord for a miracle. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to please stretch your hands as a point of contact and begin to declare. You don't have to kneel. Don't worry. I will do the kneeling for you. You just stand by faith. Release your faith. Those outside, if they are still praying for you, that's all right. Focus on the prayer while the rest just stretch your hands towards your screen. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. In the name that is above all names. Are you praying? You're yet to submit your prayer request. Go ahead. Father, you have done marvelous things in time past. Do it again. Heal again. Lift again. Restore again. Deliver again. Exalt again. Favor again. Honor again. Shaprentes katebele ketash kotapra. Shagatabra degedegedebele ku. Shaprakakata. Embrakate katusa deprendegedebele ku. Unto me according to your word, according to your promises, I can stand secure. Will you carve upon my heart the truth that sets me free? According to your word, oh Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bow my knees to you. The Bible declares, unto you that answers prayer shall all flesh come. We have come believing. This is a representation of the pain, the expectations of your people. For many, they have been weary, many battling sicknesses, others just negative conditions. But Lord, I bow my knees to you, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the name of Jesus, I ask that every request here represented tonight,
let it be turned to a testimony. Every request here represented, let it be turned to a testimony. Let it be turned to a testimony. For some of you, you wrote the same thing January, February, even up till now. In the name that is above all names, I bow my knees and I agree with you that this is the last time you will have to write this. God, step in, do the impossible. Do the impossible. It's a prayer, Lord. Lord, step in. Do the impossible. For someone here, you're saying, will God be able to do this even before the end of this year? I decree and declare, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, for some of you, you enter your new year with these testimonies already. Every spirit that wants to frustrate answers to this prayer, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Every human agent who must be in partnership with this request to turn them into testimonies, I decree and declare, let there be such a miracle. And every bondage here represented, it comes under judgment tonight in Jesus' name. Every long-standing issue that has been here again and then again and then again, in the name of Jesus, who is the Christ of God, we declare that it comes to an end finally. And I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit, for those of you who have written things that involve your family members or other people other than yourself, the same grace that is working here, in the name of Jesus, may that grace go to their homes, their various locations, and produce strange miracles. In the name of Jesus Christ. This is the one thing that will make you remember the November miracle service. That God surprised you the way He answered these prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's our prophecy upon this request.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus, we have declared that it be so. We agree with your word. We agree with your spirit that it is so. We have spoken it. Therefore, it will manifest as said. Our eyes will see it and will see that it is good. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Now, praise the Lord. I'm going to invite our Father, Prof. And he's going to come. Our daddy is going to be making prophetic decrees. Please, I want you to have the focus of an expectant person. The Bible says he looked at them expecting to receive. I want you to receive with all your heart as they make these declarations. It's our last miracle service for 2021. Can we honor our Father as he comes? God bless you, sir.
Father, we stand on this elevated pulpit. where your name is called the King of Kings, where you are called the Deliverer, where you are called the Mighty God, I ask God that let the heavens be open over these ones in the name of Jesus. This is a generation that have sworn to know nobody but you. I decree that your power will open doors to all nations in the name of Jesus. I decree that none of them will be small in the name of Jesus. I decree length of life and peace over you in the name of Jesus. I decree the reign of heaven over you in the name of Jesus. I decree life over you in the name of Jesus. And let your enemies be buried in the name of Jesus. What you see smallest in you be buried in the name of Jesus. Arise in divine authority. Arise in power. Arise in wisdom. Arise in breakthrough. Arise to reign. Arise to dictate the nation. Arise to dictate the president. Arise to rule. I have to love talk about length of days. I give you the blessings of length of days. Let the length of days be your portion in the name of Jesus. Amen. None of you will die younger than you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible said in this place, Lord, let his heart that's full of compassion for this generation, every thought in his mind, every wish of his heart, bring it to pass in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The key to liberate nations. Give the key to bring peace in the world. Cover him, shield him, empower him, lead him through. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, mighty God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Let's celebrate our daddy. Sir. Let's celebrate Pastor Abubakar. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Please, just worship the Lord once again. Give him praise. Give him glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. By the accomplishment of Jesus on the cross of Calvary, Father, we pray that this one be released. Amen. We release you to go forward. Amen. Even by the grace that operates even in this ministry, Father, we ask that your people move forward. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, by him all things were created, and for him were they created. My Father, I pray by your jealousy and by your power, any life here that you are not happy with, I ask, Lord, let there be reversal. In the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that your children belong to the Lord. Amen. Your marriage belongs to the Lord. Amen. Your life belongs to the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Oh, rakamuka katasi goya gagaya. Ye gabaguze ge gadu gogodo gadagadaya. Mamadika lagatu kosu kokoto ya. Shaka pata like a kuta kuta magadaya. Any altar that is speaking contrary to what is written concerning you, let that altar be silenced. Even as the year comes to an end, let that altar be silenced. In the name of Jesus, whatever that is resisting you from your father's compound, I decree right now, by the power that raised Jesus from the grave, let that contention be silenced. Let that resistance be broken. In the name of Jesus. Hayah,
Koya kamangere go suga bagadagada ya. La bate ko suzo bile katakoba ya. Kaile bro suso mile kataya. Ochi kamana tanshege bogodoya. La brakando sike monogodaya. Takuti le kuzi kakoa. Roya kahina kazuza liya. Malekonde kosiza libada. Even as the year come to an end, every arrangement of the devil is hereby overthrown. Amen. Is hereby overthrown. Amen. Is hereby overthrown. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Your ordination will break forth. Amen. Your ordination will break forth. Amen. Your ordination will break forth. Amen. Your ordination will break forth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Unto you alone be all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, the Lord told Moses, he said, tell the people that they go forward in the name that is above all names, and by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Let me prophesy to you according to the authority of Scripture. I decree and declare, go forward in Jesus' name. Go forward in Jesus' name. Go forward in Jesus' name. Advance in Jesus' name. Spiritually, advance in Jesus' name. Financially, advance in Jesus' name. Please allow me pray and speak over your finances. It's a burden in my heart, but I want to speak over your finances. The prophetic release for blessings is not a license for laziness, but it's a system of advantage. In the name of Jesus, I truly want you to believe this. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, between now and the end of December, I prophesy to you, may you be released into strange realms of financial miracles. I release you into strange dimensions. Supernatural favor. Supernatural finances. Help them. In the name of Jesus, I shift you by the power of prophecy. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every destiny helper that has been ordained to appear and help you, but delayed by wicked spirits, parakatos katiba lakatosiata, negatepekatokostopasusiata. Some of you, between now and the end of November, I release your helpers to your destiny. I release your helpers to your destiny. Please help them. I release your helper to your destiny. Master, we have toiled all night, he says. But he said, nevertheless, whatever you have done from January till now and did not produce results, I pray and I prophesy over you. Go back again and succeed. Go back again and succeed. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm just offloading two or three burdens. The first is this issue of finance. I truly desire with all my heart that God's people be blessed. But most times the way we are going about it, we're not going to get it that way. I pray for you by the mercy of God. If there is any family right here that is in any financial pit, by the voice of prophecy, come out of it now. Hallelujah. Burden number two, your prayer and word life. Listen, listen, listen. Believers, please hear me. Believe me when I tell you, whatever brings down your prayer life and brings down your word life has succeeded in making a major attack in your life. You cannot afford to pray and study the word of God according to feelings. You have to create a disciplinary system that does not depend on your feelings. This is not just the issue of amen. Amen supplies the grace, but you must go back and create a system. Many of us, our parents were not as spiritual as us, but they had one devotional at the side of their bed that for 30 years non-stop, if they wake up in the morning, that's the first thing. They couldn't do 8 hours, 6 hours, but that 15 minutes, they did it, some of them till in old age. That's discipline. Are we together now? We cannot afford to be a lazy generation that serves God and invests in our spiritual life based on convenience. I am busy is the trap of Satan to destroy many people's spiritual life. Therefore, let me pray for you. Anyone whose spiritual life has gone down, buried in the grave, I decree and declare, the same way Lazarus was made to come forth, may your spiritual fire be revived tonight. I declare, let the fire upon your prayer altar, let it be rekindled now. Let the fire upon your word study altar be rekindled now. One of the ways you know that something is wrong with you is when the zeal for the house of the Lord dies in you. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go. The moment you find out that the zeal for the things of God, what are the things of God? Evangelism especially, soul winning. Soul winning is not for men of God. Soul winning is for anybody who truly loves God. Not one who is compelled by church to go and bring his soul by force. No, it's a revelation from the depth of your heart. It is God's desire that all men be saved. Most people use all these ember months down into Christmas, January, and just waste away their life and their time. There is nothing kingdom come that is captured in the activity. I pray for you, the heart to do the work of the ministry. In the name of Jesus, may that grace be released upon you. Any family here that is under the siege of darkness, some of you are even afraid to connect with your loved ones because every time you connect, the story you keep hearing is the story of woes. This one has happened, that one has happened. I come against negative news. In the name of Jesus Christ, please hear me. If there is anyone here who has any covenant with death already waiting to trap you, that by the time you leave, we'll hear that you did not make it into next year. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. Believe what I'm telling you. If there be any speaking over your life to claim your life, whether by the sword, whether by accident, whether by sickness, I declare over your life, be free now. Length of days, may the Lord give it to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for you by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Whatever has brought tears to your eyes in this 2021, from January till now, you have cried and cried and cried again. The Bible says weeping endures for as long as it is night. But you don't cry in the morning. Whatever, if it is night that is the reason for your tears, then I command your night to become morning now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I just feel stirred. We have two or three more prayer points and we're done. I feel stirred in my heart that we'll pray for our parents. At whatever age, if you have parents and their life, I want us to speak over their lives. One of the ways that I sense Satan is going around to destroy people's joy and finances is afflicting their parents. Because he knows you are emotionally connected to your parents. You can't watch them down and be folding your arms. And the devil will keep afflicting them and it will be telling on everything about your life. There are people who resigned their work to take care of their parents. There are people who ignored many things to take care of their parents. I pray for every parent that is here represented.
and connected to any family here who is alive. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord preserve them. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord preserve them. May the Lord preserve them. May the Lord preserve them. Preserve them from the sword. Preserve them from sickness. Preserve them from trouble. In the name of Jesus Christ. We're wrapping up. Second to the last prayer, there is something called the spirit of a waster. Are we together? By the time you are sitting quietly and they tell you your relative is in the police station and they are calling you and you go there over something you don't know anything about and now have to start spending money from pillar to post, is the spirit of a waster. Are we together now? People just cause trouble and come and push you in the middle of it. And some of these troubles have economic implications. I pray for you. If there is anyone here who has been the victim of this manifestation of a waster, where your life is full of trouble, one case after another, it's like your life is never free for 1 month of issues. You are having issues here, you are having one issue there. May the waster be far from your destiny. Far from your destiny. Hallelujah. Last prayer point. In the name of Jesus, shame and dishonor that has been associated with and to your life, for whatever reason, listen, in the name that is above all names, I stand as one sent by God and I declare that embargo of reproach that your testimony has become Ichabod, I declare may that testimony be cancelled now. May the mantle of honor rest upon your life. Honor in the city, honor in the country, honor among your contemporaries. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me steal out a minute and let's pray for our Jerusalem here. I sense in my heart for us to pray for Kaduna State. Because you see, we cannot be hearing that they are kidnapping people, things are happening, and we just fold our arms. It's the same road you are going to follow to go home. Is that true? Yes. You don't sit down and wait until the day it comes to meet you. As a church, I want us to pray the family of faith over Zaria. I know our time is gone, but be patient, we are done. Over Zaria, over Kaduna State, especially the southern part of Kaduna State. Train stations, all of these places, I like us to pray. Angels on assignment. We release the angelic ministry right now in the name of Jesus. Is someone praying? Lord, the sound of violence, the sound of death, the plague of kidnapping, and all kinds of assaults to human dignity, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Are you praying? Lord, we declare that the roads are covered by the blood. 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 The gathering of God's people. Covered by the blood. Secured by the ministry of angels. We pray for Zaria. We pray for Kaduna. Particularly the southern part of Kaduna. Let there be peace in the name of Jesus. Judgment upon anything that looks like wickedness. In Jesus' name, I pray. And by extension, I pray we have about three more services here at Koinonia before we have the last service. The last service is going to be on the 17th. And so we decree and declare that every service from next week, let it be a service full of fire. Let the word of God come with power. That these miracles will not stop today, that they will continue to multiply in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Now, while standing, everyone inside and outside, I want to make the altar call now. Please develop a culture of respecting the altar call. I notice generally, I also caution the Abuja, Koinonia and Abuja, and generally, the moment they're about to make an altar call, everybody's just trying to rush. 2 minutes of patience is not going to take anything from your time. There are buses there to take people. Let's honor those who have to be saved. This is the last miracle service. You are here and you are saying, Apostle, even though I know time is gone, but I confess that I truly need Jesus. I do not want to live the way I came. And someone else might be saying, I love Jesus, but my life is completely scattered. I need help. I need mercy. Whether you are in the first category, needing salvation for the first time, or rededicating your life to Jesus, you are inside or outside, I'm going to count 5. We have just 1 minute. Please boldly leave your seat, and I want you to come here with a broken and a repentant heart. Koinonia, let's celebrate salvation. Two, please come.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Amen. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
If you're joining them, please run quickly. Those of you who are in front, I salute you for making this call. I still believe there are a few more people who are saying, Apostle, I want to come, but I'm not sure if I'm saved or not. If you're not sure, come and join them and be sure this night. There is such a thing as assurance of salvation. You're joining them, join them very quickly, inside or outside. I want to come, but my friends want to stop me. Do not allow the devil use you to stop anyone who needs to come to Jesus. Are you celebrating them as they come very quickly? Hallelujah. Now please lift your right hand high above your head. If there are people outside, please follow suit. Say this after me loud and clear. Let it be from the depth of your heart and mean business with Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you rose again for my justification. I declare that Jesus is my Lord, my Savior, and my King. The power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From tonight, I declare that I am a recipient of eternal life. I go forward ever and backward never. Amen. Keep your hands lifted. Father, we thank you. We present to you these ones that you have saved by your mighty outstretched arm. And Lord, I thank you because whoever would come to you, your word declares that you will in no wise cast away. I declare by the authority of scripture that your sins are forgiven. In the name of Jesus. I declare that this is a new beginning for you by the power of the Holy Spirit. From today, you go forward ever and backward never. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Congratulations for this new life.
We believe you are mightily blessed. To connect with the ministry and get more from Apostle Joshua Selman, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Koinonia ENI. To stream Koinonia live,
go to mixella.com/koinonia-radio and download the teachings on koinoniadownloads.org. For questions and inquiries, call 0814-721-4444 or 0907-777-7853. We love and celebrate you.